Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. This is Jonathan Braylock from Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood. Of course, we are in Hollywood. And as you might have heard, the Los Angeles fires have been devastating the region. We ourselves are safe and very, very fortunate to not have our homes burnt down. But we do know many people who have been severely affected by these fires. Our hearts go out to them. And has put somewhat of a disruption, as you can imagine, on our lives and this podcast. So while we will not be recording a new episode this week, we are going to replay an episode for you guys. And our hearts go out to everyone impacted by this, friends, family members, but also, of course, just the greater region in and of itself. And please, if you can, there are many, many places you can go to donate money, food, clothes, all of this stuff. Please just consider that. And guys, thank you so much, you know, for listening to the podcast, for supporting us through this. It's going to be a crazy year, but we will be here. We will be back soon. So once again, just thank you and enjoy this replay.
Jonathan Braylock,
James the Third,
Drum Milligan.
What more can I say?
You know what it is.
Black men can't jump.
Black actors, man.
Okay, here we are. Patreon,
the last Patreon,
the last
Patreon of Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood
ever of all time.
Yep, the last Patreon. I mean, you know, it kind of feels like Patreon, we were doing it for a year, but the year went really, really fast.
Yeah, it
did. You know, it was like, you know, quick.
Yeah. And if anything, if we started in February, then we did a year and a month. We did 13 months.
True. It's almost like we're breaking like the sound barrier, if you will. You know what I mean? That's what it feels like. It feels like we went that fast.
Yes. That is, you know, it's quick. I remember, you know, the early days when we were just like, should we even do a Patreon?
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about that. And yeah, now here we are.
I know. It's like, man.
Closing the chapter.
Why did we go so fast? You know what I mean? Why did we, you know what I'm saying? Why do we flash through everything?
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because there's just, you know, because we wanted to cover as much as we possibly could. So we just went for as much, you know, we tackled many topics.
It's like we went light speed through things. You know
are you
what
doing?
That's it. No, like we just went light speed through everything.
Are you?
No, just talk about like.
I don't like you doing.
No. I just talk about what we're talking about. It's like we did. We're like, Rick,
stop
man.
Saying fast.
No.
In different ways.
No, I'm not saying fast at all. I'm saying we all moved quickly.
No.
Through things.
You can just say Sonic.
No. That's not what I was going to say.
We went fast.
I was going to say it's almost like
guinea pig.
It's like we were like hyperdrive. You know what I'm saying? It was like, oh man, we just jumped through time.
Okay, I'll do a bit too.
No, we don't do bits on.
No, I'll do a bit as well.
We don't do bits on Patreon.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to do a bit. No one can see it. It's a visual bit. I'm currently curling into a ball. All
right, this is great.
And
all right.
Lightning is shooting
okay,
out of
it. Let's finish the last Patreon. Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump on Patreon.
Yeah.
Ooh. I've never figured out to say Patreon City or what yet.
You know? You could say Patreon City.
On Patreon. Did I just say Patreon? You know?
What's the rest of that song? How does the song go? Patreon. Don't. Bow, now. down for Patreon.
You know, it was so funny. I thought the song you were trying to sing was Patreon. I thought you was doing the Sega instead. I thought you were doing Sega.
Patreon. When this movie started and they did the Sega thing, I was like,
bruh, "This movie had so I need to pull them up. This movie has so many Easter eggs that I was in the movie theater. I remember I was next to I was in a pretty packed theater. Oh, first off, what's up, y'all? You got an intro.
We don't explain who we are on Patreon because listen, everybody know they're paying
that,
for this.
Is this how, honestly? I don't know how we do.
we just talked about how we went lightning fast. Maybe we went too fast.
I don't know how. Do we introduce the movie at all?
What do we do?
Did I tell people we're doing Sonic the Hedgehog? This last one is just going straight wreck.
Go ahead. Why don't we just take our time? You introduce yourself. I'll introduce.
Dude, I don't want to introduce myself, but that's not what we do on Patreon.
Nope, go ahead, do it.
No.
Do it.
I am Jonathan Braylock.
What?
That way, if I say anything controversial, it will just be Braylock said it. I am Jonathan Braylock.
Wow. Okay.
And he does that smack.
We can just be whoever we want right now. And I am Shia LaBeouf.
Hey, first off, I love Peanut Butter Falcon.
Hey, I haven't seen that yet. But
it's
I love Shia. Shia's the man.
Yeah, man. Peanut Butter Falcon was good. You know, the movie he made about his dad was really good.
Yep.
I remember the name of Crab Baby. Baby Boy.
Honey Boy.
What is it?
Honey Boy.
Sun Baby. No, what is
stop.
It?
All right.
Wait, what is it? Honey Baby.
Okay, wait. So we're reviewing it's Honey Boy.
Honey Boy.
I've said it four times.
Sorry. Honey Boy.
And each time I said it, you said a different title.
That's not on me.
Okay, so we're doing the film Sonic the Hedgehog.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
I don't know about you, but 2025, I have no idea what to expect.
Good vibes. Good vibes, baby.
Positive. We put it out there. The question is, what do you want your 2025 story to be? Ooh. Okay, we're in a new year. Okay, that means you could be a new you. All right.
Yes.
Now, life isn't about resolutions that fade. It's about picking up the pen and becoming the author of your own life.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, Bray. I'm not trying to be a new me. I'm trying to be an evolved me. You know what I mean?
I like that.
You know, because I'm like, I want to take the things I learned from my past. Also, 2024 was probably the hardest year of my life. And I'm like, you know, how can we take these lessons and be better? If we were in a cartoon, what would the evolved version of you look like? That's what I feel like the vibe should be of 2025.
Yeah, what is the... You know, there's the one version of Doug, and then there's the remake of Doug. And which one is that of you?
You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, are you regular? Are you Super Saiyan? You know what I'm saying? You know,
sure.
What's up? What's sure. up?
Well, one of the ways I learn more about myself and help myself grow is through therapy.
Ooh.
Being in therapy helps me just talk out things that I might not feel comfortable talking to other people about, even close friends. I can just kind of enter a judgment-free zone, hear my reflections out loud, and work with someone who is a trained, licensed therapist.
Yeah, you know, since you're talking about it, BetterHelp is fully online, making therapy affordable and convenient, serving over 5 million people worldwide.
Wow. Write your story with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/jump today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/jump.
This podcast is sponsored by Prize Picks.
Ooh.
Guys,
mm-hmm.
The NFL playoff time is here. It's playoff time and it's now or never. Don't miss out on the last few weeks of football action with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while watching the playoffs.
You can now win up to 1,000 times your money on Prize Picks.
Ooh-wee.
Prize Picks now offers MasterCard for quick and easy deposits into your account for sports season.
If you sign up today, you get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Prize Picks offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday.
Love that.
Or Flex Friday, which I've done a couple times. you know, it's a nice little way to spice up the games, make it a little more interesting, if you know what I mean?
Yep, Prize Picks is the best way to win real money this football season. Which players are going off, which ones aren't, and make your picks in less than 60 seconds and turn your sports opinions into real money all season long on Prize Picks.
Download the app today and use code HOLLYWOOD to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, download the app today and use code HOLLYWOOD to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup.
Prize Picks. Run your game. They gave me that line. I didn't make it
That's
up.
Why That's why I sounded real. Better. That's why I sounded better than the
Okay.
That sounded good.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Sonic.
Wait, and you were really saying that there were Easter eggs in the movie.
Oh, there were so many. I don't know if you noticed. First off, well, we'll get there. At the end, well, this isn't the spoiler. At the end, the music that's playing is very subtle.
Uh-huh. But is it from is it one of the levels?
It is the level. But they like made it into like a real song so it doesn't go as fast.
I was like, I wasn't hyper aware of like, because they were like veering so much from like any semblance of like what Sonic is, I like turned my brain off to Easter eggs. So like I fully missed him tapping his toes when he did that beat at the end. I didn't catch it until the trailer. Until the end credits when they showed him doing it animated.
Bro, how he beats
Yes, that I got.
How he beats, I was like,
I was
I was like, what is happening?
Okay, wait. So the film is Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes.
But
it's beautiful. It's based on the video game from the early 90s. Also, what is very funny about this movie is that this is one of the first times that the fans actually won. The trailer for Sonic came out, people were like, the fuck is this? And they went back and read it. It was supposed to come out in 2019.
Damn.
Supposed to come out in 2019, got pushed till Valentine's Day, which was great because it ended up being a holiday weekend. And honestly, after looking at the redesign, I'm 100%. That first Sonic was so creepy looking. He was ripped. He had muscular thighs.
He was really strong.
I was like, it looked weird.
He had weird, like, more humanoid, like, eyes.
I'm here for this new Sonic.
Okay.
Also, I do, again, there are so many Easter eggs. I just am just a fan. Like that opening, like you said, with the Sega was just
that was
so
too
cool.
Much. That was too much. When that started, I was just like, I hope this movie makes $1 billion so that we can see 1,000 more Sega.
But I will tell you this, it did do well though. So you know what? It did do well. And I think because it did so well, we may end up seeing more Sonic movies.
I hope so. It has a 95% audience score, 63% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I mean, when it first came on, I was like, yeah, this is cute. And I wasn't into it. I actually was thinking like, I'm so mad we're watching this. I was annoyed. But then as it went on and it started getting
You only watched it for the pod?
I only watched it for the podcast.
You were not going to go see it?
I don't know. Like, I like Sonic, but video game movies have burnt me so many times. I don't even try.
Yeah. I mean, most of them are bad.
Like, I just didn't even want to try. But then midway through this movie, there was a turning point during the car chase. When the car chase started happening, I was like, this is a Sonic movie.
Yeah, because that's when the movie starts.
Yeah.
Everything before that is a lot of like, let's set up the world that we've created for this. And it takes a long time.
But I kind of like that they did it because we will be reviewing the movie, The Photograph. And I think this movie does something that The Photograph doesn't.
Okay.
And I think the bond between the two leads, Sonic and James Marsden's character, is the linchpin of the movie. And I think it's extremely strong. Because that's what the whole movie is dependent on.
Right.
So let's shut it up. So we get, first off, the opening of this, like James said, with this, the Sega. And you see like the Sega games. I was like, great.
I don't know what I was expecting.
Yeah, it's great.
But I saw that and I lost my mind. It was so exciting.
I was in. And then also, it opens up with like little baby Sonic, which is super cute. And I didn't know this, but my friend did. The owl that raised him is like one. It's like a newer reference.
A newer reference
to one of the games. So I guess they talk about how he got raised.
Uh-huh.
Also, first Easter egg is that the people trying to capture Sonic is the Knuckles, whatever Knuckles species is. That's the species that's like coming to like take him. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. Also, Knuckles is like the black dude of Sonic. He's like a black dude with dreads, always trying to fight. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like every time I see Knuckles, I'm like, man, Knuckles out here just always trying to go with the hands no matter what it is. I used to love Knuckles, man. I used to love Sonic.
I was obsessed.
And then he finally gets to San Francisco. He gets to Green.
Yes. What is it? But even this island,
Green Hills.
But this island, just showing this island, and this was enough for me. Like, I don't know what this video this like newer Sonic reference of like the new video game is, but like it just sort of being like the rings are how people travel from place to place, and they're really important to me.
Yeah.
That was enough. Like,
yeah, same here.
He just like he has a bag of rings.
Yep.
You go from place to place and I need them. Explain nothing else. I need to know nothing
else. Because now we have the road trip movie.
Yeah.
But also I thought it was super cool where they really showed his isolation and like it was so sad. He was like so sad. Like the fact that he like listened, like followed the donut lord and pretzel lady.
We hang out all the time, only they don't know I'm here.
Yeah. But also, and again, off mic, we were talking about it, and James and I can tell you, but was probably grew up watching the Sonic cartoon.
Yeah.
Voiced by Jaleel White.
Yes.
Who is still doing commercials.
Yes.
Jaleel White.
Still acting.
Who just is still around. Active.
Just still, he's just like, no, he's not like the lead of a TV show, but he's Jaleel White.
And also, it's just so funny to me because, you know, of course they tweaked Ben Schwartz's voice a little bit to, you know, make it a little bit more high pitched. I'm like, if you're gonna do that, it's not like Ben, and I say this as a person, we know Ben is cool.
Ben's
it's not
great.
Like Ben is such a household name that you're like, oh, we're bank it's Ben Schwartz.
That is not why they hired
That's
him.
Not why you hired
they
him.
They hired him. He's also a voice actor, right?
He does.
Like,
he
so
does
they like hired voice. Him for that. They were like, oh, he kind of fits it a little bit.
Yeah.
And like he's funny and like, yeah, like that's why they hired him.
If they would have hired Jaleel White, there would have been three black people. This would have been a black movie. Like, would this have been a black movie?
No, of course not. Because Jaleel White is a crossover actor. If anyone is, Jaleel White is.
I'm just
and
shocked.
And this is the reason that I'm upset, and there's, again, no shade to Ben at all, but, like, if the dude that plays Optimus Prime is iconic enough for them to be like, we have to bring him back.
Yes.
Like, there was no
Kevin Conroy.
In my opinion, there was no reason to bring him back. Kevin Conroy.
Right, exactly. Batman is always
they
voiced
keep,
by...
They're like, we got to bring him back to be Batman. And it's like, great.
Because he's
great,
Batman.
Right? He is Batman. So it's like, he was Sonic on all those cartoons.
He was. And then he even did, I think like maybe, it's probably older now, but I want to say like 2 or 3 years ago, he ended up voicing like some Sonic...
Yeah,
something.
He just is Sonic, so it's like for me, it's like you bring him back for that reason.
Yeah,
it's the same as like you have to have Jim Carrey be Dr. Robotnik.
First off, Jim Carrey, bro,
did he get younger? Yes,
because I watched.
He 100% got younger.
Because I watched the first season of his Showtime show, and I was like, oh, Jim Carrey's a little bit older, but in this movie, he looked. Yeah, there's no way I thought he was in his 50s in
They
this
figured
movie.
It out. They were like, okay, cool. We're going to...
He's in his 50s. Like, not 50.
Right.
He's like 54.
In his 50s.
And my man was like moving. My man had a dance sequence. I'm here for 90s Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It made me feel good watching him. The fact that he was so over the top, I was like, he is having a fucking ball.
And it's great that he was like, I will do this. Like, I will be... That shtick. I will Ace
How'd
Ventura.
How did they pitch this to him?
They were like, we're bringing Sonic back. And he was like, say no more.
Yeah, say no more, fam. Say no more.
He was like, Dr. Robotnik. And then he just did that voice. And then we're like, okay, great.
And also, like, I loved him, his interactions with, like, his sidekick, who's a person of color. Yeah. And, like, he would just be like, he would just yell at that dude, yes, I want a coffee. Like, I love the way you make him. It's just, like, so aggressive.
I love the way you make him.
Like, I I did, man. I enjoyed the hell out of this movie. It was just fun. It was a kid's movie. It was fun. But also, there was so many, like, key instances. Like, even, I think, I love that Sonic had, like, beat up shoes at first. And, you know.
Yeah. I mean, this whole, like, in that whole, all of the different things that he did sadly by himself. Like,
yeah,
he's running around with the beat up shoes. He can't, we know that, like, the reason that he's running is he's like, I have such a big, important power.
Yeah.
I have to hide it. So, like, yeah. We know that he's like,
he's
holding on to it. He's like, he's watching everyone from afar. He's reading all of the Flash comic books.
All of them. All of them.
Like, all of this is like,
I love the old, there's an old crazy dude who knows he exists.
The blue, what did he call
the
them?
Blue Devil.
The Blue Devil.
The Blue Devil exists. He sets mad traps, and then literally there's a scene where Sonic goes, and this is still early on, so like we're just giving you like a quick thing, but a scene early on, he's like, we have fun together, and it's just Sonic like fucking with all the traps, and then making him get trapped in his own trap. We have fun together.
It's crazy.
I think that was cool, but then, you know, there is that classic moment of when the isolation gets too much. Sonic, which is a cool thing they do in the game where, like, as he's charging, which they don't do in the movie. I thought he was going to, like, charge in the ball.
Oh, like, just spin in a ball by himself?
I thought he was going to just charge.
In one place?
Yes. I thought he was just going to charge up. And then we hear the sound. Yeah. We end up hearing the sound, but I was like, oh, I thought he was going to charge. So he ends up, you know, playing baseball with himself and then setting off this basically an EMP.
It's the whole Pacific Northwest.
I was like, God dang.
The entire Pacific Northwest, there's a blackout.
Like, wow. And then they send Robotnik on.
And then we go to the Situation Room and they're like, what do we do?
This was so cartoony.
It was the most cartoon thing I've ever seen in a movie, I think. And it was so funny because they're just like, well, we can only call in one person. And everybody's like, no.
But also the dude who was pitching it was so cartoony acting-wise. He's like,
we must call in.
We gotta do it. Like, we gotta do it. And I'm like,
that's crazy.
Like, no one likes him. He has a perfect record. Remember this thing? No. Remember that thing? No.
Exactly. Someone says, he's like, he saved these people. That's not even a real place. That's not even a real place.
So many jokes. Yeah, so many jokes. Also, I was like, man, you know what? And then when you see, again, it is hard for me because Jim Carrey looked so young and cool to me. It just kept throwing me off. I was like, first off, this haircut, this suit, like, why is he so fucking cool?
It's fantastic.
I'm like, why is Robotnik cool?
He, like, keeps doing the robot, like,
yes.
for no reason in conversation with people. Yes. He'll just do the robot.
Because Robotnik would, that's how Robotnik moved a little bit. And I'm like, so you just were like, every time he has a thing, he is just Roboman. Roboman. When he shows up and shuts up the military dude, I was like, what is this?
So good.
His poses. I did love when Sonic finally got with James Marsden, and then he shoots him with a dart, opens up the rings, all the other rings go to San Francisco, right? And then, like, he puts him in a cage, doesn't lock the cage, puts Sonic in a cage, and they have this one discussion of, are you going to abduct me? I don't want to be probed. Dude, you abducted me. Good point. And they kept doing that. It's like, you're the donut look. Why do you call me that? Because you yell at donuts and then eat them if they go out of line. Good point.
That's fair.
Like, I just love that whole thing, man. Like, I love seeing James and Jim Carrey just interact with each other.
Yeah, their first sequence is fun. Like, the way that he, like, tries to trick him to get inside. And then to get out, though, the way that he gets out by punching him. And he's just fully knocked out.
Just knocked
like,
out.
He's just knocked out. While Sonic then... Not he fights with the drones.
Yep.
And this sequence goes on for so long. I was like, where is Robotnik?
He was just
knocked out on the floor. It was like, well, there's no way that punch was that hard.
Like, just like he was out there for like a solid 5 minutes, just like chilling. You know, then they run off in the car, which I thought was cool. I mean, they did really build up James Marsden's character, like, wanting to do more. And then, you know, that classic line is, I just want to be there when someone needs life or death help, and yes, I want to be able to say
which is
yes.
what Sonic sees in him. Like Sonic yes. sees that he like is someone who likes to help people, and it's a super small town, so there's not much more he can do, and he feels like he's stuck here, and he wants to go to San Francisco, and that's how the rings end up yeah. getting stuck there.
And it's so cool because I think there's a thing of I really like Tika Sumter in this because Tika is an actress who is starting to do more comedic roles. Like she's on Mixed Dish. Wow. Yeah, this is her second movie date. No idea. Mixed Dish. I've been watching her since Gossip Girl. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's so cool to see her like get to this point because I'm like, oh, now that you're in a blockbuster movie, now you can be in a blockbuster movie. You know what I mean? Right. Like you can be one of the leads. Because she's technically one of the leads of this, but it's like, nah, yeah. nah. You could be the one in costume doing
but like,
the thing.
What? Like probably like fourth.
Well, it's tricky because they are like you would have to have a race change of a character. Because we don't unless Marvel reboots X-Men, I think she would make a dope ass Storm. But we just don't have a lot of characters that, I mean, even for black men, we just don't have, I mean, we're running out of the ones that were for, the ones that are for black people. Like, we don't have, I mean, we've had Bishop, you know, we've had Black Panther, we've had Storm, you know, we've had Black Lightning.
Yeah, but Bishop probably won't, but they could if they wanted to, like, redo.
I think they probably will redo X-Men, but I'm just like, outside of X-Men, I don't know what other superhero she would play unless they would change the rate. Like with Eternals. Eternals, they just they just diversified everybody.
Right, or like Birds of Prey, Black Canary.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like you would have to like maybe change the family dynamic to Fantastic Four or some shit. But I think last time after having like Michael B. Jordan in there, people were like, no, they can't be black no more.
Whatever. That's insane.
But I think she's ready for it. I liked
her in this. I didn't even know she was in it. I don't think she's in any other trailers.
She wasn't.
Somebody tweeted like, go check out Tika Sumter's new movie. I was like, what?
Yeah, she's in it.
And I had forgotten that Natasha was in it, but I remember something being posted about that. Like, earlier,
I remember she had a post where like, Natasha, friend of the podcast. I remember she had a post, maybe it was a month period, where her deadline article was Sonic, and then her deadline article was Wonder Woman. I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
So that was cool. But anyway, we have Sonic. You know, now they're on the road trip running from Robotnik. And one of the fun moments, which I thought I was not going to like, is when they get to the biker bar.
Oh, I didn't like this scene.
The thing is, I at first, I thought it was going to go on for too long. But, Sonic wanting to... You know, just wanting to sit in the bar stool. Like, he's like a kid. He's literally a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
And you realize that moment of him being a kid and not doing a lot of stuff. And then, of course, a bar fight happens, which is super corny. But for some reason, his slow motion was so long that I was like,
I'm okay with this now. It was like long to a point where it was like, I was like, I don't believe this is how fast he moves.
It was so long.
It was so long that I was like, there's no way he moves this fast.
I mean, he was playing around. I was like, all right, he moved everybody.
I think what I didn't like about it was that like it was like one cliche mixed with what has now become cliche because of what's his name in
they've just been
doing it like it's in X-Men and then it's also in like
Flash.
Flash started doing that now. And so it's like this is just now a thing that when they're really fast, we're going to do a scene where everybody's moving really slow and they're going around doing, you know. So that was, it was like this section where I was kind of like, oh, I'm not as into the movie. But all that stuff that was happening was funny.
I just liked it because it was so childish. Like everything he did was so childish.
They were like, we don't like your kind here. And they never, did they ever explain what that meant?
Yes, they did. Sonic goes, our kind, hipsters.
Yeah,
okay. Take that back. And then
they both get offended.
They both get so offended. Hipsters.
I did think that was funny. Like it was really funny that the big like hulking dude was like, "I'm about to beat up Sonic." Yeah. Sonic is so.
He looks like a little kid.
It's like, Why do you care that much? Like, he's a hipster.
Like, I don't like this little ass hipster's in here. Like, he'll whoop his little ass. And he walks up on him.
Yeah. That was really silly to me.
But also, I love that he just moved everybody around. And it was like, the dude, he covered somebody in TP. Like, toilet paper. And it was like, at the end of it, did you see that? That was so much toilet paper. The next person who goes in the bathroom are going to be surprised. I was like, oh, yes. I like the fact that they played up that he was a child.
Right.
And then we have that cool moment of, you know, they get back to the hotel. Like, I'm going to go to sleep. So whatever you want to do, knock yourself out in this room. And then, like, he just speeds through it.
He does it immediately.
Yep. Speeds through the room, comes back in a towel, and then passes out instantly. Like, I was like, oh, this is cool, man. This is cute. This is cute. And then, again, I don't remember where it happened, so I'm going to just say it happens now. Does it? Maybe it doesn't happen. But when Jim Carrey has this, I don't know.
The dance sequence? Oh, no, that's late. I think it's still a little bit later. When they have that fight on the road, that happens before this.
Fight is before this one?
It happens before the dance sequence.
Yes, you're right.
I don't remember if it's that they get caught here at this motel or not, or
they just get back on the road.
End up getting back on the road and then getting chased. But this whole sequence, which is in the trailer, was still super fun to watch. Like, because it's our first time seeing. This is when it really becomes Sonic. Like, we just want to see him like blowing up cars.
And if you're a Sonic fan, this is the scene where they did this very cool. In one of the Sonic games, is it Sonic 2? When he goes to like the Future Land or whatever, he kind of can surf on like, I don't know, these like little hover things. And so in this scene, at one point, he takes the little drones and he like surfs them and then throws them back at it. And I was like, very cool. I like, this nice. Is very cool. Very cool.
Nice touch.
And then like when he turns into the ball for the first time, how are you not dead? I don't know.
Yeah, that was great.
I'm dancing.
That was great. And it just, what has been established is that like he gets so angry that his power is, it's like a carry kind of thing. Like, the anger is what leads him to do it. And he's, you know, he doesn't know what's happening right now, but as the movie goes on, he starts to develop it. And this was like, I loved that every single one of Robotnik's things had like, you can incapacitate it, but there's another version.
Yes.
Like it just kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Like the big truck became a smaller truck, became the little drone, became the tiny drone.
And at one point he goes, did that car just have a baby? I thought it was so fun. Like, oh, this little guy. I thought that was great. I thought all that was great. And then when he gets hurt, we get the, first off, the scenes with Natasha Rothwell.
They were great. She was so funny.
She was so funny. The fact that it was never addressed why she hated him.
Yeah.
She just, your husband's a bum. This is the perfect time to leave him. Just leave him. When they get, because after this, after the tiny robot takes off the top of their car, Sonic gets hurt. And he has to take Sonic to his wife, who's a vet. Really good setup. And he's holding, which is super shady. He's holding Sonic under a blanket, which looks just so creepy.
What so is that? Creepy. The dog comes over and starts.
He's like, no, stop it.
What is that?
Stop it.
What is that?
Like, what is that? Is that a little baby? Like, what is that? Is that a baby? Divorce him.
But also, they know that he's in trouble. And they know that he's traveling around with
something.
So like, something.
They know he's on the run. Also, it makes no sense to me that the police did not think to go to his wife's sister house.
Right. Or that like, Robotnik wouldn't have just been there already.
Because
he's super smart. His whole thing is how smart he is and how...
Track the wife.
But it's fine. We got to have this little scene. In this sequence, his shoes are all messed up. They're like, look at his shoes. And the little girl's like, I know.
Yo.
And then she goes.
When she gets up, did she make the shoe? Like,
they were her shoe. They were just like her shoes.
I thought it was so dope. I thought it was so cool. He's like, yeah, he talks really fast.
People in my theater applauded.
I thought it was great.
And it what I also really liked about it was like there was something really nice about this. A lot of stuff happened that was nice about this scene. Like, they set up that she was a vet already, so like of course Sonic gets hurt and they're there. So I thought that was cool. I think revealing the shoes is cool. Yes. That's like a fun story moment. But then I really I thought it was just really cool that there was also just a little kid there.
Yes, like who's excited by it.
Right.
Someone who's probably maybe a little bit younger than what his actual age is supposed to be.
Right, right.
Yeah. Also, the whole time they pan out to show Natasha's tied up the whole time. Let me out. Can you at least put my Fitbit on so I can get some steps?
He doesn't like the dog. He's like, oh, you're the best friend. He won't shut up.
Like, oh, this is so gross.
That was really fun.
Like, actually, I got to talk about Adam Pally, too. Because Adam Pally's in this. It's just a dumb-witted, like, he's super fun.
He's funny. He has, like,
this is the
scenes.
UCB comedy movie. Adam, Natasha.
There are, like, a lot of people in it. Getting that glow up.
Getting the glow. And then, you know, they got to go to the freaking, the tower.
Yeah, wait. You don't want to say anything more about Adam?
I mean, it's just hard because he wasn't in so many scenes, but his character was so lovable and dumb-witted. I was like, this is great.
They weren't pulling any, like, his jokes were allowed to be really dumb.
Yeah, I mean, he had one joke. He had one joke that was so long. In my theater, and again, I was in a pretty packed theater. He's like, what did he say do? Step one, relax.
and then he just leans back in his chair and doesn't do
anything. It doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Wade. That was his character's name, Wade.
Yeah, it was fun to have him as like the comic counterpart to James Marsden in the first couple scenes that we had him. And it like also sort of helped to like lift up how important James Marsden was in this town. It's like if he leaves, this is who we have.
Yes, the town is a wreck.
We have this guy. He like can't leave. He really shouldn't leave.
I mean, I thought it was great. It was so cool to see. Again, like to have these kind of comedians in there. And this movie was a studio picture. So the fact that, like, you know, Natasha, Adam, who aren't really household names yet, have these fun parts. Like, have Tika in this movie, which is very fun. Like, this movie was banking on name recognition and then James Marsden. You know, and Jim Carrey.
Yeah. I would even argue, like, that they were, like, it was mostly Sonic.
Yes.
Right? Like, it's, like, Sonic forward, and then you get a few more points for like James Marsden for James Marsden.
So now before this happens, we get the dance sequence.
Yes, and so now after this, they punch him again, right?
Yeah,
and then he just gets beat again.
Yes.
I don't think he gets punched again, but he gets beat again, and then he realizes, like, well, let me just see if I can tap into this coil. They have a coil.
Yeah, one of his quills.
Quills.
Yeah.
And he's like, let me see what I can do. Like,
and he
analyzes it, and it's like power unlimited.
Of course it is.
And then he does a full dance sequence.
Of course. Of course. He does a full dance sequence. Also, I thought it was such a cool shot because the shot starts upside down. Also, it gets so silly because behind him on his workstation, there's like a projector type situation, so you can run from a T-Rex.
He's skiing at one point, and then he's just running from a T-Rex, and then gets his head bit. He does a dance move that looks like his head is bit off, and he's like still moving.
I thought he was great, man. Honestly, if Jim Carrey makes another movie like this where he's just elite doing '90s shit, I am here for it.
Yeah.
If he turns into our version of Ernest B. World, like, I am here for it, dog. Like, I am. Because he got his Showtime show. He's doing his dramatic acting there. Give me some silly Jim Carrey, baby.
Yeah.
His body still can contort like it used to.
I wonder how much icing he had to do at the end of every day.
Because he was out here. Much,
like, that, just the amount of, intense physical comedy he does in this is absurd.
I'm here for it, man.
When his assistant pops up in the middle of the... That's when we get the latte moment, but it's so, because it's that moment was also in the, I think it was in one of the trailers.
Oh, was it?
I think so, because it
like him punching the assistant when they were doing good cop bad cop. He's like, you left yourself wide open. It's like, wait, what?
He punches him so hard, it's like in the neck.
You left yourself open. I'm like, wait, did he?
But it was so funny. It was like, it still hit so hard within the context of the movie. Like, even though we had seen it in the trailer, it was like so. And this was all I needed. Like, Robotnik having this, now he now has unlimited power.
Unlimited power.
Like, now we're going to see, like, them face off, and it's going to be epic. And it did not disappoint.
And what is so cool, again, another Easter egg, his flying hover ship was just in the back of this truck the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Waiting to be powered
just
up.
Yep, mm-hmm. Just, here it comes.
And then one of my favorite parts is when they, you know, James Morrison is like, it's time for me to abuse my power to get them in the building. Yeah. And I see Tika Sumpter look at him, and I was like, ooh, that was for black folk. I love that line. Like, I like that line was for us. But then they put Sonic in a bag, in a gym bag, and for some reason, I don't know why this bit was funny to me, because it wasn't that funny, but it was so funny to me. Hey, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And it's like, do you have your child in the back? Not my kid. And it's like, and then Tika, and you know what, I think the reason why I liked it is she gets in on the joke too.
Yeah.
And I thought that's cool. Anytime I feel like it is something because of the comedy world and the friends we have, I am very like, I'm always staring to make sure, like, oh, do women get the joke lines in these things?
Yeah.
And she got some joke lines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, what part were you about to say, Zara?
No, this same part was insane. Like, Sonic knows he should not be, like, this joke, I was just like, what?
Full-on conversation.
I was like, you shouldn't talk
full
in the
bag. Full-on conversations. And, like,
and you know you shouldn't talk in the bag.
And then she zips him up, and he said, like, no, it's even dark. It's too dark in here. It's like when you put me
and
in the cage.
And the people, this has no consequence. They just
walk away.
Just walk away.
They just
from
walk.
It.
There's a baby. You think it's a kid
he
in a bag?
He gets to the top of the building. Everything's fine.
No
these
security chases him.
These two grown adults who were super concerned about him having a child in a bag step away.
No security is called. They get the bag super easy, coins. And then again, it's so funny because this, okay, his level of speed does not match the bar scene now. Because the bar scene, he's able to do 100 things before anybody moves. He gets he gets very little done by the time it takes robotic to press that button.
Yeah, and I think this was on purpose.
Yes.
I think it was like he's not moving as fast as he, like, they even, because they did it right after he
got hurt. Yeah.
He pauses, he looks at his watch,
yeah.
He taps his, they do that whole bit, and then... And then he's like, all right, I'll just go, you know. So I think it was on purpose. Like, he's not even moving as fast as he would go.
I did love when he tapped her, because at one point it took me a second. I was like, is he? He is. He's tapping his wrist. Like,
I fully missed it, and I'm upset that I missed it.
He does it. And it's so funny because, you know, for people at home, if you haven't played Sonic, if, say, like, you put the controller down to do something else, Sonic will just get annoyed with you and for not letting him run.
It's hilarious.
And, like, it just gets annoying. And then we get this cool thing. We get the, also this starts like an indie. Want to know how I got here, basically.
Right.
And if you get back to that point, and I thought it was really cool seeing him run from Robotnik in this way.
Yeah,
I thought, like,
because
it was very
cool. Like him, they did a good job of this because, like, the video game is whatever. No one is ever as fast as him, right? Like, he's obviously always running faster than anything else, you know, and the only thing that could ever really keep up with him is like, when there's a boss suddenly moving slowly with the boss. So I thought they did a good job of setting this up. And then, like, just having all the rings being connected to all these different places, like just having Sonic run everywhere, running the Great Wall, running on the pyramids.
Yeah,
running,
yeah.
Like,
everywhere.
I don't know what I wanted this movie to be, but that was great.
It was fun. And also, I'm reading this thing about some of the Easter eggs, so let me tell y'all some of these Easter eggs real quick. So, yeah, so the opening. Oh, we see the map of all the different worlds. That's a Sonic thing.
Yes, we see the map of the worlds. That island, when the did you peep the bridge falling apart
on
the island?
Yes. Yes.
I was like, this is so great.
I was like, it's great. Also, they had wait, what is this? Sonic, where's the headband? Oh yeah. So when this is just going through some of the stuff. When Sonic is in his cave and he is playing with the nunchucks and stuff, he throws on like a ninja karate headband. On the headband is the Sonic the Hedgehog logo.
Oh, is it?
That's cool. And then at the bar, the only food he ate was chili dogs, which is what Sonic eats in the game.
Wow.
There were so many cool references. There's one more. Oh, this is one I didn't catch. I heard it, but I didn't catch it. So it's easy to miss, but look closely at the dashboard of the family van that's struck by Robotnik's power drain when he's chasing him on the bridge. On the dashboard. On the dashboard, there's a stuffed Chao. C-H-A-O? Chao? Chao?
I don't know.
Basically, it's a species from Sonic the Hedgehog. In the games, the Chao are rather like virtual pets, and players have to look for them. They become a major part in the Sonic games because they're used to help him, and players are given an option of selling collector rings for other items. Also, after Sonic like hits it, he says, "All right, bonus life."
Yeah. Okay. I was wondering what the significance of him saying it there at that time was, and I guess it was that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then when he's knocked out, and Tika something like wakes him up, his line is "Gotta go fast," which is like the slogan for Sonic. You know what I mean? So that's one.
Right.
Gotta go fast. And yeah, I think the coolest thing to me is when, you know, Sonic finally wakes up, he starts charging. Once he hears he has a friend, and the way he beats Robotnik level one Sonic. I thought that was so freaking cool.
I mean, it was great. Like, of course he has to just keep hitting him.
I thought it was so
the only way to do
cool.
it. But also when he wakes up, the thing that helps like pass the time is Adam Pally shows up and he, he's like, he finally has a moment of like,
yes.
If you're going to hurt him, you're going to have to answer to us.
And then the crazy dude comes out and he has this long dialogue about how, yes, you got to go to him. The blue devil that I did not make up that everyone can see is
really a real thing that I did. Wasn't made up by me.
Yeah. And he holds a chainsaw. I thought it was great, man.
Yeah.
And also, man, it was so cool to see the charged up Sonic fight Robotnik. Yeah. And then that moment from the game where, like, they're both head to head, he's charging, and then he hits him into Mushroom Land.
That was great.
Also, it makes no sense. Oh, I guess it does. Why is Robotnik shaving his head? It's like, oh, because he has gone insane now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was like, first off, that mustache is so gnarly. And he starts doing the robot as he walks the entire time.
Yeah, this was like we finally see him in at the end with the crazy mustache, bald
the red
head. And
they make fun of his outfit too at one point. Yeah. Why are you wearing that outfit? It's a flight suit.
It's a flight suit. It
streamlines. Makes me go fast.
I love this. I love that like he's just in a mushroom world.
Yep, and he's
and,
gonna
like,
be crazy.
He's gonna figure out how to get back
by Christmas,
and it's gonna be crazy, and it's gonna be whatever the sequel is. It's gonna be
the sequel. I think for this, usually I hate movies that set up sequels, but for me, the sequel to this movie will be so game accurate.
Yeah, yeah,
like
and yeah,
like he lives at the house now. I love this inside joke of like Olive Garden and $50, like the $50 gift card, but also Tails, baby.
Okay, so.
Tails.
The movie ends.
Tails.
The movie ends, and then we get one immediate post-credit scene, which is the
Jim Carrey one,
and then we see a few more credits, and then we just see Tails. And here's
he looked cool.
Here's the thing: I loved the movie, but Tails took it over.
He did. It trumped everything for me. It trumped everything.
It's like because I was thinking Tails was just sort of in the air, right? Like the whole time, you're just sort of like, maybe we'll see Tails, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe we will. And then they were just like, yeah, we're going to.
Like, oh, I found him. I think he's here. Also, it was so cool because I kept thinking in my head, like, how do you do Tails? Because Tails looks a little weird. The fact that he had one giant tail that split in two?
Yeah.
Does that happen in the game?
Well, it always looks like you can. When it's spinning, it's like, is that multiple tails or is that one tail or is like, what is it? It's great.
When he shows up, I was like, no, he needed to be here the whole movie. I need to see Sonic and Tails. If Knuckles pops up in this next book of movie, I'm over. I'm done.
Of course.
I'm done.
But of course.
At the
Knuckles
end, Knuckles
there.
Pops up and Knuckles has to hunt down because Knuckles was a bad guy first. Either they have to fight Knuckles and Knuckles becomes a good guy or they got to fight that evil Sonic dude.
So good.
What else? Let me see. Any more Easter eggs? Oh, yeah. In the comic book, he has a race car bet, so that's cool. Yeah, man. And then freaking freaking tails. Bruh, I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Colleen Villard voiced tails.
I'm here for it. I'm so here for it.
She is Wasp in the Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Oh.
And was also Digimon.
Digimon!
Okay.
Hey, man, I was here for it. Digimon!
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wait, is there before we stop? Oh man, this is perfect timing. Is there a video game that you would want to see?
That's a great question. I and you're thinking you mean Sega?
No, yeah.
I mean, I loved so many, but like there were games that I played that I would love to see. Like this was an N64 game. It's called Jet Force Gemini. I don't even think it was super popular, but it was like about a space force that would fight like these weird like bug like creatures, yeah. And it was like two people, a guy and a girl. I don't know if they were brother and sister or if they were just team members, but they and just
I love it.
You would just go around space fighting bugs. I loved it. I wanted that to be a movie so bad.
I think I want someone to do a second stab at Mario Brothers.
You don't think that
the first one
is iconic and perfect?
Well, let me tell you what's so funny.
They're wearing the wrong. There's in the opening sequence, they're wearing the opposite colors.
I know.
Mario's wearing green and Luigi's wearing red, and it makes no sense. No. The movie was like, what if we just did everything wrong?
I mean, but at the end of the movie, they get the right colors and they get the jumping boots.
Yeah, and honestly, fantastic.
Yeah, but first off, let me tell you what's so crazy is that they get jumping boots. Like that, like when you think about what they get.
And honestly, Street Fighter's perfect too. Raul Julia is, I mean, come on. Bruh, that movie's fantastic.
I
don't care what anybody says.
I remember watching Street Fighter in theaters and being like, yo, when is he going to do the Sonic Boom? Like, when is he going to do the Sonic Boom? Like,
what the hell is that movie?
Yo, it makes no sense.
How was Mortal Kombat, though? What do you think?
Oh, my thing is, I'm here for both of them. Hear me out.
Yeah,
I know the third one's coming out. I mean,
I didn't see that second one, but
the first one I liked a lot because the first one felt realistic in a way. I was like, oh, this is real.
Yeah.
But then when you saw Scorpion for the first time and his hand opens.
Yeah.
What?
And then he said, and then you don't, his mouth doesn't move. You just hear,
get over here. In the echo.
You don't see, the mask does nothing. There's
nope.
His eyes don't do anything.
Nope.
And the voice just comes. It's a disembodied, get over here. And it's perfect.
And also it's mad violent. Like,
yeah.
How they kill Sub-Zero is through, like, he gets impaled or like a fucking. Yeah. That was great.
Jax dying was frustrating to me.
Wait, did Jax die?
Yes, he dies in that first one.
He doesn't even make it to the world, right?
No.
He doesn't even make it to
the
world.
He, like, just gets punched really hard or something, and then he's dead.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Also, I did love the second one, though, because the second one is just a video game.
Right.
Like, they don't even try plot. They were like, oh, you want more characters in fucking moves? It's like Jack shows up with the fucking arms.
Right.
The new one, they said, is going to be... I'm a little nervous because they're trying to make it, like, real gritty and... not gritty, but, like, you know, real hardcore, and they're like... oh, there will be fatalities. And I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know if I can watch.
Yeah. That. I don't think I want to see it.
Yeah, I don't think I want to see.
I love seeing that. It like animated in the game. Like, that's fun because there's a, you're removed from that.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see like
a
someone's
spine
face. Yeah, or like just someone rips off and it's just the skull on their head. Yeah, I don't want to see.
I mean, we're definitely seeing that. Just so you know.
Yeah, like, no, that's in it.
But so but the one thing I say is cool though is the guys from the raid are in it.
Oh, okay.
And then the dude from Insecure, the black guy from Insecure is Jax.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, Jay Ellis. Jay Ellis is Jax.
Well, then I'll see it.
I'm probably going to see it.
And then Resident Evil. That's the only other big one that I can
think of. am such a Resident Evil stan.
You liked all those movies. Okay, yeah, no, I hated the movies. I saw the first one and didn't like it so much that I didn't see the other. But they made some. They must have been making money. Because they kept making those movies. And they all came out in theaters.
Yep, all of them.
So all of them. But man, I just wanted a house with a bunch of zombies.
I just wanted it to feel claustrophobic.
Isn't that what you need? You know, and I didn't need the one that licks the liquor.
Yeah,
I couldn't remember if that was what it was called or not. But I didn't need that. I needed a house with zombies first.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Then I needed a street with a bunch of zombies. Yeah. You know what I mean? I needed it to just go in order. I needed them to follow the games.
Because the number two, them being hunted by that gigantic dude the whole time.
Yeah.
Also, the movie adaptation that I think looked cool. I don't know if it was considered scary, but Silent Hill.
Oh yeah,
man!
I didn't see it because the game was so scary, and it looked like the movie was going to be really scary.
It had very scary moments. They had the fucking pyramid head dude just like walking slow, and they had people's skin getting pulled off. It was like visually speaking, terrifying.
Yeah,
but you know, I don't know if the movie itself was scary, but
well, here's what I hope. I hope that because it looks like Sonic is making a ton of money,
$100 million opening weekend.
I want the Sega Cinematic Universe. I want that. I don't need any of them to cross. I only need games that actually cross over to cross over. I don't need any other weird.
They need to give me Streets of Rage. I don't even remember that game. It was such an off-brand game. It was like Double Dragon. But it was like I want Streets of Rage 2, which was like it was like a white brawler, a woman, and then a black kid on skates.
Yeah.
No, that was the first one. Sorry. This is fucked up. The black kid gets replaced by a kangaroo. A fighting kangaroo.
Hey, for real?
He gets replaced by a fighting kangaroo.
Hey, for real?
Yes, he's the only one who gets replaced. And he gets replaced by a fighting kangaroo.
Hey, for real?
Also, yeah, I realized Dwayne The Rock Johnson did Rampage.
Yeah, oh, right.
Which makes no
sense. Yeah, and we talked about that. I thought that's the only way you do that.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's the only way you do that. Zombies Ate My Neighbors, Nintendo game.
Ooh, that's not bad.
They would do that.
Soon they're going to come out with Duck Hunt. It's like, what's happening? We're about to go on a Duck Hunt.
Yo, Duck Hunt. I would that's actually the one. I change all of my answers to Duck Hunt.
If they made Duck Hunt like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and it's just like, like there's some old comedians just like, all right, man, we got to go fishing or we got to go duck hunting. Yeah. And it just turns into a catastrophe. And then you just have to duck go, you know what I mean?
That's
I'm here
fun.
For it. I'm here for it.
I would watch that.
Let's write that.
All right.
Well,
cool.
This was the last Patreon of Black Man Can't Jump. Freaking, you know what? I'm happy we went down memory lane.
You know what? You know what? If there's, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with the future of the content that we have made, but you know, like maybe like keep checking.
Yeah.
Like, maybe keep like looking at this page and seeing what's up.
Yo,
like,
we may do an interview series with actors. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? But this is the current iteration of Patreon is, this is the last one. I'm glad I could be here for this. I'm glad my voice was healed
back
enough for me to be here for this.
Hey, man, if we got to talk about something from the 90s, like this was fun. Hopefully someone does a Biker Mice from Mars movie.
Whew.
I used to love Biker Mice from Mars, man.
Come on.
Biker Mice from Mars, Street Sharks. Street Sharks used to live in New York, and instead of water, they would just rip the streets apart because they would just travel through ground. That's how strong they were. They would just travel through the streets.
Wait, hold on. Now, if we're just talking about stuff in the 90s, I need a SWAT Cats movie.
Oh, my.
Come on.
James.
If they don't make a SWAT Cats movie.
James. Freaking SWAT Cats.
If they don't make a SWAT Cats movie. Because it's just there for you to make, you know?
How the fuck did I forget about SWAT Cats?
I mean, come on.
They were fucking mechanics.
They were cat mechanics who underneath the shop was just...
And their bad guy was fucking terrifying.
It was incredible. It was an incredible show.
How did I forget about SWAT Cats?
I mean, come on.
Damn.
Anyway, we're rebooting SWAT Cats. So,
would you do... Okay, here's my question. Would you do it like they did Sonic? Would you kind of do like this hybrid live action? Because they had humans on that show too, right? No.
No, I think everybody was
a cat.
And I think if everybody was, I would actually pull a cat, even though cats didn't look very good.
Mm-hmm.
Like the cats.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I would pull a cat, I think. Because I think like everybody's sort of walking around as like sort of animated cats.
Yeah.
Because the thing that would be different is the proportions would be normal. Because they were like humanoid cats.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was some weird cat planet where everybody was.
Yo.
That's what I would do it like that.
Yo.
I think it would look really good. It would be super fun.
How do I watch SWAT Cats?
It's probably somewhere.
All right, guys, we're going on a tangent. This is great. Please check out the main podcast that is still here going. Drizzy strong. Yep.
14 more years.
Yep.
As long as there aren't.
We'll be making movies and then trying to avoid critiquing our own movies.
Yes.
We will try to avoid critiquing. So then you may not know which one we did. And we're like, nope, we're not doing that. Because we either wrote that or produced it. And we ain't shitting on each other's movies.
I can't wait for the first one that one of us stars in, and we're just like, this trash.
You were good, though. You were good.
Yeah, I mean, you were good.
You were good. But the rest of this movie?
Fuck this movie.
The script of it? Man, who directed this? Jerry Bruckheimer. Man, why the fuck did you do a Jerry Bruckheimer movie? Man, it was a good paycheck. Bro, you should have saw that script. Why is this in slow motion? You knew you should have did this movie.
We'll see you on the main pod.
Goodbye.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.